A reading from Matthew 13, 45-46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
Well, I want to sort of digress for a second. This is the third of a series of four on the kingdom is like. And I just want to address the question of where is Jesus at here. He's probably in Galilee. He's probably teaching in these small villages that are on the Sea of Galilee around. And he is taking a very unusual tact here because he's using a language that is not necessarily the language of the day. In other words, the language of the street, the language of everyday commerce. He's using a figurative language to make a bigger point. And I would think that the people hearing this, and we've sort of talked about this before, are intrigued by it. It's kind of drawing them in. Obviously, there's a much greater purpose than that, in that he is trying to get them to understand exactly what's going on here without saying it out and out. But it's this use of language that I think is hard for us people sometimes to hear it, because it's figurative language, it's metaphorical language. That's what a parable is. It's kind of a poetic use of language.
But the great thing about poetic language and parable and metaphor is that you can insert yourself right into that story. When someone speaks to you directly, sometimes there can be a resistance to hearing that word, but the power of story and parable is that you can find your place in that. Your imagination comes in. And immediately this would have been obvious to the people there to say, well, a merchant wouldn't sell off his whole stock for one pearl. That's really foolish. You want to stay diversified so that you can always have a cash flow and care for yourself. And immediately they could put themselves in the picture to say, would I sell off everything that I have? Would I put myself and my family at risk for having this thing of greater value, which is the kingdom of God? And so it's almost an invitation in the subtleness of the language and the openness of the language. Jesus is inviting us into that story.
It's also a way of getting us to understand what is really important in life, and to have a vision that is beyond our eyes, what our eyes can see and what we can experience on a very local basis. I mean, most of us are very local people,
yeah.
And we don't see very far beyond our particular families, our particular house, our particular community or church or business or whatever our world is made up of. But here, there is something behind all this that is infinitely more important than all that. That will go, but what stays is the kingdom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Jesus were to tell it today, he would say, there was a guy by the name of Chuck, and one day he discovered this kingdom that he could be a part of. And so he went and sold his house and his two cars and his baseball collection and his HO trains and his Manchester United pass. And he took all that he had from that and he invested it in that one kingdom. That's really radical, because in some ways my identity and my sense of well-being for the future is connected to some of those things. And Jesus is calling them to a radical declaration, will you lose all for me? And I guess it comes back to what we said just a couple days ago. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to you. Seek all these other things first, and you'll never get the kingdom of God. It's kind of a call to realign our lives.